Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In the NHL, the Rangers have stunningly fired President John Davidson and General Manager Jeff Gorton with 3 games left in the season. The dismissals come after Davidson and Gorton assembled an excellent collection of young talent that makes the team's future look very promising. But it also comes less than 24 hours after the team ripped the league for fining but not suspending Washington's Tom Wilson for his role in a Monday night fight that injured Rangers star Artemi Panarin. It's not clear if the shakeup is connected to said criticism. On the ice last night, the Capitals doubled up the Rangers 4-2, the Senators drubbed the Canadiens 5-1, and the Golden Knights edged the Wild in overtime 3-2. In the NBA, the Celtics pummeled the Magic 132-96, the Bucks squeaked by the Wizards 135-134, and the 76ers expanded their lead in the Eastern Conference by dumping the Rockets 135-115. In Major League Baseball, Orioles ace John Means threw the 3rd no-hitter of the season in a 6-0 shutout of the Mariners. Elsewhere, the Yankees whipped the Astros 6-3, the Tigers nipped the Red Sox in 10 innings 6-5, the Braves downed the Nationals 5-3, the Phillies beat the Brewers 5-4, and the Cardinals and Mets split a doubleheader in St. Louis. The Cardinals took the opener 4-1, while the Mets won the nightcap 7-2. Lastly, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the Mets and Yankees can increase capacity from 20% to 100% at their ballparks starting May 19th, provided fans are vaccinated against COVID-19. Sections for unvaccinated ticket holders will be capped at 33%. Both teams will be giving away free tickets along with vaccinations. I'm Jesse King.